Gerry Kelly is with us here. Gerry, obviously you're very close to the story, and there's people saying that at this stage Mick Cook has been effectively sacked.
Yeah, well, that's the way it looks, Michael, at this stage. Just to bring people up to speed, Mick was summoned to a board meeting, or representatives of the board, yesterday in Drogheda, and my understanding is that he was offered a package to go yesterday to pay him up to the end of the season, and that he would leave the club immediately, but that Mick in response said that I'm going nowhere. I'm going to see out my contract to the end of the season. And the club issued a statement then last night saying that they had met Mick and that they'd reviewed the situation again on Wednesday week at a full board meeting. It's my understanding 3 people met him yesterday. There's 9 people involved in the management of affairs elected by the Claret and Blue, who run Drogheda United now, and they'll meet next Wednesday. So it effectively looks like that Mick Cook is a dead man walking.
Right. There's a statement or a message, some correspondence from Jim Agnew to the Drogheda United members. He says in this email that he wanted to share what he could about this problem, but unfortunately at this point in time, he says, there's not a whole lot that can be said. But he does make the point that there's other people who are making comment on relations between the Board of Management and indeed Mick Cook, but that a lot of that comment is uninformed and the club can't engage with that. And he says, I'm sure that this has come as an unwelcome surprise to our supporters, but there are real issues, and he says that managing those difficulties has become an increasingly time-consuming activity in recent months to the detriment of other important work that needs to be done. Once matters are resolved, he says, you have my commitment that we will organise a meeting of the members and give you the opportunity to ask questions that you may have. You're saying that resolution now is not one that includes Mick Cook in the club.
It does. It's quite obvious that the current people, the people currently charged with caretaking Drogheda United, because that's what they are, because Drogheda United is a community club, it's for the people of Drogheda, and that's what it is. And the people there currently feel that Mick Cook is not the man to lead them forward.
What's behind this, Gerry? Because he's done well as manager.
Oh, he's done brilliantly, Mick. We have to go back, Michael, to 2011. He took over the reins there with the club bottom. I mean bottom. Having come through, I think, 3 temporary managers in a short space of time. It was on its knees. And he came from Monaghan, where he had been successful, took up the reins just before the season. In 2011, he kept the club up. An amazing achievement with what he had to do in a small space of time. And in 2012, on the third smallest budget, we believe, in the Premier Division of the league, and that has continued this year to be a very small budget. Last year, he finishes runners-up in the league. He was only behind Sligo, the champions, by a few points. They win the EA Sports Cup. They qualify for Europe. And then this year, carrying on again with limited resources, he's taken the club to the Setanta Cup final. They're back in the EA Sports Cup final. They're in the last 8 of the FAI Cup this Friday. They're away to Finhaps. They're fancied to win. They're fancied by many people to win the FAI Cup. And he's built a team on small resources with great spirit and great work behind the scenes. And his level of success is unprecedented.
And are the team happy with his management?
I've spoken to players who have been in touch with me in the last 24, and they're scratching their heads. They don't know what's going on here. Fans are distraught. I have never seen Drogheda fans so animated. If you look at the Twitter feeds last night, everything that was going on, people are scratching their heads here. This man is an unmitigated success with what he's done. And yet, it seems the club, or the people charged at this point in time with caretaking the club for the community, are not happy with him. And that's the point, I think, that people are making.
But there appears to be a stalemate of sorts here, because there's a contract in place and he's going to see out his contract.
He's going to see out his contract at the end of the season. And I can understand why, because this is his team and it's been mightily successful. The other thing is, Michael, that this man has brought in, and it's in the public domain, this figure, between 200 and 250,000 in winnings through his team with all he's achieved. Mm-hmm. And I think fans are asking the questions. He's successful. He's been successful money-wise in the field. What's behind this? What are the real reasons why Mick Cook has not been offered a new contract?
Probably most of us, all the fans, is the timing of it. With 2 massive games coming up in the 2 cups, like, Mick Cook has done a fantastic job. Like, obviously, there's more to meet the eye than this. Like, but like as Jamie said, there was a statement this morning on the Drogheda United website from the board itself, saying that obviously Mick and the board didn't meet eye to eye the past few months, but, and they said you can't tell the fans exactly why, but Jimmy, that's what the fans want. The fans want answers why Mick is gone. Like, Mick shows you the man that he is, that he, the club offered to pay his rest of his contract for the rest of the year. Mick could easily walk, took the money and walk, but no, he, the professional that he is and the great manager that he is, he respects the players, he respects the club, and he's going to stay on to that season. And I'm personally, whatever happens come the end of the season, I really, really hope Drogheda win the two cups, because just for Mick Cook himself, and Mick Cook can go out with his head held high knowing that he's won two more cups of Drogheda. That man has done wonders. He's won cups. Won a cup. We're in three finals, got us to Europe, second place last year. He's done a fantastic, fantastic job, and the board have a lot to answer for.
Everybody, Gerry Kelly did tell us on the programme yesterday to expect the announcement, but at a time, he said, was a dark time for the club with the controversy surrounding Mick Cook. Anything to say on that?
Yeah, I want to say something about that. I mean, the club has been fortunate in having a very excellent board of management and board of directors who have brought the club from a very low point right up to where we are now. And we have also been fortunate in having in Mick Cook, a manager who has worked great good for the club. I've known Mick for many years, of course, he's a friend of mine and all that. But I've come back from London where I've been to see the situation that has arisen there. And I'm upset by it, to be quite honest. And but I think I'm upset by the fact that people are taking sides, if you like, in this. This is not about taking sides. This is about acting in the interest, the best interest of the club. And at this stage, it's obvious that there have been what I'd call irreconcilable differences between the board acting as they see things and the manager. And that is a situation that cannot continue. I don't have to ask or even inquire as to why, who's right or who's wrong. There may be nobody right or nobody wrong. But the fact is that this situation has arisen. The board, if they take the view that that these differences are such that can't be sorted out, then they have a duty to act. And as far as Mick is concerned, and I see it that Mick, in the situation now where things have got so bad in their relationship, it's like a marital breakdown. I think it's a matter now for a contractual dispute to be sorted out between the parties. But I cannot see now how the present situation can continue. And I'm rather alarmed, actually, that it should now, at this stage, endanger this big project for the club that we are involved in and the stadium, etc. So it has to be sorted out, and it has to be sorted out quick. And it seems to me that if people have irreconcilable differences, there's only one way to sort it out, and that is the parting of the ways.
Can you tell me, and indeed dedicated Drogheda United fans, what exactly has happened here?
Certainly, it's always been a pleasure to be involved with Drogheda, one as a player, and certainly to be given the opportunity to manage them in the Premiership was a dream come true for me. And certainly, obviously, the last couple of months between myself and the board, there's obviously been some sort of a breakdown in communications. And to be given a letter on the 1st of August that they were withdrawing an offer for my contract in the 2014 season came as an awful shock to me.
Well, now, you said there's been a breakdown in communications. What sort of communications are we talking about? Are you not talking to them? Are they not talking to you? Are you having differences of opinion about how to progress the club? Or what exactly is the situation?
Well, I wouldn't say there's a complete breakdown in communication. We have been talking. But obviously there's a difference of opinion on both sides. And unfortunately it has come to this. I was completely shocked when I was given this letter in August. I was handed a contract offer sometime in April for the 2014 season. As I said, it was a complete shock to me that it was taken off the table. I didn't realise that there was a time frame on it to be signed. And certainly with our involvement in the Santander Cup and European football, certainly that was the last thing on my mind. And as I said, to get the letter was a shock. And but I think I've shown professionalism in my behaviour and the job I've done over the last couple of months, as the statement said, on M&S on Monday, which was another thing that I was completely shocked about. I had a meeting with the board on the Monday afternoon, or two members of the board, I should say, and for that statement to be put on live on RTE came as a terrible shock to me, stating over the last couple of months that it had become clear that the club and myself were not in the right mind what way we were heading. Well, certainly there's only one way I want to draw it ahead, and that's up the table and be competing for trophies. And certainly I didn't realise that we were heading in different directions.
Well, now, would you say Drogheda United has behaved in bad faith here?
No, well, it's obviously a decision they made. And I'd certainly like to get down to the bottom of it, because I'm a reasonable guy to get on with. All I want to be is a football manager on the touchline of the weekend and on the training ground during the week. And certainly there is issues there, but there are certainly issues that I could certainly get over, because I want to remain with the football club, because I think in the last 3 years we've come a long, long way. And we're heading in the right direction. And I certainly, as I said, it was a dream come true to be asked to manage the football club. And I'd love to stay part of it, because I think we're heading in the right direction.
And Drogheda could breathe a sigh of relief, and then that insurance goal 2 minutes into injury time at the end of the match gave a Cassidy side footing home to ensure that Drogheda United are safely into the semi-finals of the FAI Cup for 2013. Final score here from Hunky Dory's Park, and it's gone Drogheda's way. Drogheda United 2, Finn Harps 0.
It's all over. Drogheda United are in the final of the FAI Cup for 2013. Dundalk are beaten here today, and the Boynesiders are going to the Aviva Stadium for only the fourth time in their history. And what an achievement this has been.
And it is a great day for the fans and a great day for the players here at Drogheda United. But, of course, given the background to your own personal situation at the club, you must feel some sort of vindication today to have reached the FAI Cup final.
No, I'd reach the final today because I'm a football manager and I manage a group of players who believe in me as their manager. I think the last two seasons, particularly the first season, most of the players are gone. Alan McNally's the only one that's been with me for the 3 years. I think certainly my job is to manage a football club, and if other people want to read into other situations to get rid of me, that's their problem. As I said, I've shown my professionalism. This has been going on long before the club made an announcement on M&S that night. It was going on a hell of a lot longer than that, but I think I've shown my professionalism all year, and the players have responded to me, and I think today shows what they've done, and the whole season have shown how professional they are for this football club. But as I said, if the club want to get rid of me, that's their prerogative. I'll just get on with the last three league games of the season and look forward to the Aviva Stadium, irrespective of who we're playing against.
And if someone was to speak to you about the possibility of staying on from within the club, would you still be open to something like that?
Oh, well, I've suggested. I've spoken to nobody in the club over the last month. That's their choice. If they want to ignore me, well and good. But I did intimate before that I'm willing to sit down with anybody. I haven't been approached. So I'll just keep doing my job as I see fit. And we have three league games to go, which we will concentrate on, and then look forward to the big day.
For a Drogheda United corner kick, and each and every one of Drogheda's 10 men will be inside the penalty area for this corner kick. This is Last Chance Saloon.
Last chance, the delivery's got to be right here. Gavin Brennan needs to get in the box.
In this one will come, it's taken around about the penalty spot. Up goes Gavin Brennan, up goes Sligo Rovers, and Sligo Rovers have managed to get a clear, and there is the final whistle from the referee, Paul Chute, and it's heartbreak for Drogheda United. It's joy for Sligo Rovers. Drogheda United aren't to add to their solitary FAI Cup final success. Sligo Rovers have taken it for a fifth time in their history, and really, your heart has to go out to those Drogheda United players and to Mick Duck.
I thought it was a game that we had in our grasp, we just couldn't get a second goal. I thought we dominated for 70 minutes. And obviously then the controversial goal from the free kick, where some said he didn't blow his whistle, and you're told nowadays that you must wait till the whistle is blown. But in saying it, I think we showed great courage to come back and equalise in injury time. Unfortunately, we gave away the winner, but no, I can't be more proud of the players than I was today. Great performance.
From your own perspective, this looks like it's the end of your time here at Drogheda. You'll miss the club.
Of course I will. I missed the players. The supporters have been unbelievable to me, particularly since they heard that the club weren't interested in retaining me or pulling the contract off what I had for next year. I've enjoyed my time. You know, there's not too many managers to get the four cup finals in 2 years, particularly three and one. Finished second in the league and give a very admirable performance in Europe.
And there have been rumours over the last week or so of a thawing in relations there or whatever, but as it stands, it looks like you won't be with Drogheda next season anyway.
Well, certainly, there was no thaw in Dublin. There would have been a thaw in Drogheda. There was no thaw in Dublin. And no, I haven't spoken to anybody, either this week or after, before the game or after the game. Amazing to think that no one from the club came near me in the last week in a build-up to a cup final, but if that's the way they want to behave, I certainly let them off.
And I've asked you this before, and I think you know what you say. If they offered you to stay on, would you stay?
No. I think in the current moment, well, when I've been treated like a leopard, where no one from the board of 10 members or 9 members, wherever they have, when no one comes to you in the build-up to a cup final, or no one comes near me in the dressing room after the game, they were in the dressing room, but they never came near me, so no.
Means that Mick Cook's 2-year term didn't quite end in a blaze of glory, and the club's management committee will now begin the task of finding a successor. There have been some inquiries already, according to the club, including some from abroad. The priority will be to put in place a management team for next season and to sort out the critical issue of the players' contracts. Well, many of the players are unsure of their futures, and one of those is team captain Derek Prendergast, who was sent off yesterday, but who says the players owe a debt of gratitude to the departing manager.
Just want to wish Mick all the best. We don't know where his future lies. He's been amazing to every single player since we came in. He brought me here 2 years ago, made me captain this year, and it's a sad feeling. We would have loved him to send him off with a gold medal. That's on his CV, but